This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. A freight train carrying crude oil derailed and exploded in North Dakota yesterday. 20 cars caught on fire, sending smoke into the sky. Explosions shook homes and businesses for hours. There were no injuries, but residents were told to evacuate their homes. The derailment is likely to renew the debate about how safe it is to use rail lines to move oil. Marketplace's Adrian Hill reports.
In July, a train carrying oil exploded in Canada, killing 47 people. Last month in Alabama, an oil-carrying train caught fire when it derailed. And now, another explosion in North Dakota. Sandy Fielden is an energy analyst at RBN Energy.
This is just one in a string of legitimate concerns about the movement of crude oil by rail.
Depending on the investigation, he says, there may be pressure to make some regulatory changes. But don't expect anything too dramatic. North Dakota is the second largest oil-producing state. By some estimates, trains will move 90% of North Dakota's crude next year.
There's no question. This oil is going to get to the market.
Robert Bryce is with the conservative Manhattan Institute. He supports the Keystone Pipeline project as an alternative to moving oil by train. But he says it's going to get to market one way or another. It's too early to know exactly what happened in North Dakota. There are questions about the tracks, the trains, the tankers that were moving the oil. Holly Arthur is with the Association of American Railroads. Rail, she says, has been used to move crude oil since the early days of the industry. Things have picked up dramatically since 2009 and the rise of fracking.
Today, 99.997% of all hazmat moved by rail reaches its destination without a release caused by an accident.
A reassuring number. But people who live along these lines know there are also more trains hauling oil. I'm Adrian Hill for Marketplace.